Welcome back to Dan Le Batard Show. Peter Burns, Katie George in all week, appearing. All of our guests will be appearing. The show Pinzo Performance Line will be joined by Adam Teicher and from Kansas City. Give us a breakdown of Patrick Mahomes' half a billy deal a little bit later. But now, time for a SportsCenter update. Katie George, take it away.
LAFC forward Carlos Vela will not participate in the MLS's back tournament due to his wife's pregnancy. The entire FC Dallas team will not participate in the tournament due to the high number of positive tests for the coronavirus. Major League Baseball's coronavirus pandemic shortened 2020 schedule has been released. Opening night on ESPN will include the World Series champion Nationals. Will host the Yankees on July 23rd, followed by the Giants and the Dodgers. Download the Overheard podcast for curiously delightful conversations overheard around National Geographic's headquarters. Presented by Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Thank you, Katie George. More satisfied customers of Katie and I filling in. We get this one from John 918. He says, not sure if today's show is worse than having to listen to Mike Ryan guy recently. The show just has been really bad any time that Burns fills in. So
Can you just stop reading those?
Thad Baggins is in here. Says, no Dan and Stu this week, and ESPN picked a knockoff Will Cain. Nope. And then it's just a picture of him ripping off headphones. Appreciate that. Iggy Wiggum, Nickel City Saint, is in here going, was bummed to remember that Levitard show was not on today. The show start, the beat drops. I hear replacements, and I'm like, no thanks. And now my wife is like, hey, where are those idiots you normally listen to? I say sharply to her, you don't get the show. So thank you for all the support. Do we know where we're at, Katie, on the percentage, the approval poll, where are we at?
I thought we were gaining speed, but after
as of yesterday, I think we were at 22.4% approval. But I feel like at some point it has reached a high, Billy, of 23.6. At some point today, when we ran the Stugatz bad sound over and over and over again and made fun of Chris Cody. So do you know where we're at here, approval rating wise for fill-in? Another dynamite drop.
Seven.
Yeah, yes.
But say that again.
Things didn't go well.
Wait. One more time.
You seemed headed towards 27, and it didn't work out, and then it's gone back down to like the 23, 24.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to know where we're at right now. So we're not going to be getting that $450 million deal from ESPN Radio. It was a good run, though. Pretty good run for Patrick Mahomes, Katie George. We saw that. 24 years old. They basically, 2-year deal he had left, they ripped it up and they decided to put it together back again to the tune of almost $500 million. Jeff Darlington, one of our ESPN NFL insiders, had this to say about how the Patrick Mahomes deal got put together.
This was actually as amicable of a contract negotiation as you really get. Both sides all along knew they wanted to get it done, and they wanted to do it before the start of this season. What's interesting to me, I was having some conversations just a few weeks ago with somebody on the Mahomes side of things, and really, to me, what I thought the hang-up would be was that Mahomes wasn't going to want to take as many years, maybe even not as many as 7 years. Like, he didn't want for his contract to suddenly be out of date. But all of a sudden, this came together in a way that the team showed him why this is beneficial to him. He recognized that, and they got this done. And this will provide also the team. Having that long-term contract provides the team with the ability to plan for the long term. And Patrick gets paid, the team can continue to plan for what they believe will be a dynasty, and both sides are pretty happy right now.
Katie, what do you think Mahomes' reaction was when his agent rolled to him and be like, we have an offer we think that we're going to get done? Do you think it's a phone call, right? Do you think, or it's a text like, hey, are you interested in 12 years, $500 million? Like, how does that play out in your mind?
If I'm the agent, I want to give that news in person. Like, I want to see his reaction. I want to see what he thinks. Like, I'm not sending a text with that information in it.
I think it was the great Lee Steinberg, if I'm not mistaken, who's Mahomes' agent. So picked him up at a Texas Tech, which was fantastic. Of course, Lee Steinberg, if you don't know, the movie Jerry Maguire is loosely based on Steinberg's career. And he's had just an unbelievable career, some ups and downs. And right now, arguably the most important man. I mean, you know, Rosenhaus was on that way for a while. Of course, we've always seen Scott Boras of Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. Jimmy Sexton for college football coaches. But now with Steinberg making this deal, Katie, that's altering money, generational money, that Mahomes is going to get one way or another, but could potentially change how the NFL views its contracts going forward as well.
Absolutely, and I wonder behind closed doors when they were discussing this deal and what they wanted to sign, if there was a conversation about the length of it, right? 10 years is a long time, and I knew he was going to get paid. Everybody knew he was going to get paid, and rightfully so. This man at 24 years old deserves it based on being a league MVP and then a Super Bowl MVP. I mean, think about it. 10 years from now, he's going to be 34. He's still going to be well into his prime, but I was surprised that it was as long as it was. 10 years, that's a long time to tie yourself somewhere. And so I wonder if that was something that they discussed, or Patrick Mahomes was like, oh no, I'm all in. I want to be here. I want to make this my home for a long period of time. I love this community. Obviously, we've already won a Super Bowl. Like, I wonder what it took to get the agreement to 10 years, because you don't see that often in the league, obviously. It's only happened five times.
I was going to say five or six guys, right?
There's five or six. Six now being Patrick Mahomes.
So Mahomes is now part of the six guys that have signed a decade-plus deal. What are the other names here, Katie?
So Brett Favre was the first to sign a 10-year, $100 million extension. Then Drew Bledsoe signed a 10-year, $103 million extension. Donovan McNabb, another. That was 12 years, $115 million. Followed by Dante Culpepper, 10 years, $102 million extension. And then Michael Vick, 10 years, $130. Now, it's interesting to see, and this is a question that people are obviously going to dive into as this deal continues year after year, is, do we feel like Patrick Mahomes will actually fulfill the 10 years on the contract? There certainly will be some renegotiations if he continues to be what he's been in the last two seasons. But a lot of these guys didn't get anywhere near. Extenuating circumstances, obviously, for Michael Vick. Dante Culpepper obviously had his injury. But some of these guys didn't make it anywhere near 10 years.
And especially, but also keep in mind, the quarterback position now in 2020 and the way the game is played and how the NFL protects its quarterbacks are just infinitely different than playing in Favre's days, or even when Culpepper was playing and he got banged up, and even Michael Vick as well. Now, of course, Vick didn't do his because he ended up going to jail for the dogfighting thing. But now I think that the NFL understood that these are the leagues, that these are the stars, and so they've protected them more than ever. And so I'm really intrigued to see what happens with Lamar Jackson's deal, because Lamar gets out of the pocket a lot more as well, too. But now he's such a great pocket passer and really kind of had the season last year that Mahomes had the season prior, right? These jaw-dropping numbers. He puts up amazing numbers. But the reason why Kansas City was so quick to be able to put this together was, A, that he won a Super Bowl, he's already done it, and now you can lock him up. I think the great Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com, Katie, wrote this article today. It was saying, really, when you break down the numbers, it's more like a six-year deal worth $183 million, okay? And that puts him above Jared Goff. It puts him above Carson Wentz. But it's not as jaw-dropping. When we see $500 million, yes, of course, that's crazy. But there's a chance that this could actually be worth more, meaning that when the new TV contract kicks in, and like I think it's 2026, 2027, that Mahomes may look and say, let's renegotiate this deal yet once again. And I think that, to me, is going to be where the real money is going to be made. Not that the money he has now isn't, but it could be where he makes even infinitely more money, Katie.
Yeah, because after the 2025 season into the 2026 is when, if he's already won one, what if he wins a second or a third even, and he continues to get better, which I don't even know what that looks like because he's already so damn good. He will obviously want to renegotiate, and that's going to be even more money than what you're sitting at, a 10-year contract worth $500 million. I mean, that is crazy to me. And I wonder what that means, like you alluded to, for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's going to make his money, and rightfully so. But I don't know if you see the Ravens want to commit to a 10-year deal, just given the fact that he takes a lot of hits. Now, he's very, very good at getting out of the way and making sure he doesn't take the unnecessary hits that he needs to when people are after him. But he's more injury prone, I think, because he's so many times he's out of the pocket and he's so elusive.
But even I think Mahomes was that way as well, too, and decided to dial it back. And even Lamar has become, you remember the big knock on him was that, I don't even know if he's not a wide receiver. He's a wide receiver, right? Mm-hmm. These idiotic takes. And so now, and he's proven himself as a pocket passer who has mobility. And I mean, I think that's the way that you'll look at Lamar Jackson as well.
Why didn't we think of that as the biggest whiffs taken by sports pundits. We obviously called Stu Gotts and Mike Golic out for their whiffs on Patrick Mahomes, but that was a big one. Calling Lamar Jackson out for not being a normal, stable quarterback, and he should just pack it up and play wide receiver in the league.
I need to dig into the files because I guarantee we can find some good ones there. You can follow her on Twitter at Katie_George05, myself at Peter Burns, ESPN. Welcome back, Lebitz Hard Show. Peter Burns, Katie George, easily one of the top 25. Maybe top 30 fill-in hosts you've ever had here on the Levitard Show. The show is always presented by Progressive Insurance. In case you missed any of these shows, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Levitard Show, plus the Miami-only hour and the Best of podcasts on demand on the ESPN app. Subscribe to Levitard and Friends Podcast Network. You get all of it. South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week. No Greg Cody today, but if you were, he'd be giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Katie George, when I looked at this deal for Patrick Mahomes, I mean, there's no doubt, right? Anytime you wake up in the morning, you read and you look at your bank account, you realize this thing's going to be full and maybe to the tune of $500 million. That's good news. Second good news for the Chiefs as well, too, because this thing is not a crazy deal. In fact, they added almost $500 million contract and they only added $30,000 to their salary cap, which is crazy. You add that in the fact that you locked Mahomes down for a big time deal and you drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back out of LSU, who's just a Swiss Army knife of talent. It's just almost unfair. Like, that's the team to beat now going forward. But
it feels a little bit like the Chiefs are in the same level and league with the New England Patriots, and like that they're playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers. Like, to be able to get that deal with only $30,000 extra in your salary cap is crazy to me, just like how they were able to sign Cam to this deal that is worth little to very little money, and that it could, the rewards be massive if he's healthy and comes in there and plays well for them.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up, because it is, as much as we talk about how good of players that make the team, and there's no doubt about that, right? Same thing with coaches and same thing with GMs who make good decisions. But what's not talked about are the nerds. And what I mean by that is the math guys, right? These capologists that are able to put this together. Because what they'll do is they go out there and economically look at what the salary cap is in the NFL, which could crush teams, right? I mean, you look at dynasties in because everybody starts getting paid and how much money you have to have in the salary cap. And now what they looked at is they brought together a deal to Kansas City and to Patrick Mahomes, who both camps liked, and it made sense for both deals. I mean, right now, this is crazy. The salary cap hit for 2021 for Patrick Mahomes, 51st on the list. There's 50 other players that are going to count more towards their team's cap right now. Guys like Mike Evans, wide receiver, Landon Collins, Earl Thomas, Jake Matthews, I think is an offensive lineman, but I'm not quite sure, okay? They all count more towards the cap than Patrick Mahomes. That's brilliant. And so these capologists, these math guys, are as important as anyone, because they will look at every single angle of how do I keep this team intact. And that's the difference. Everyone who talks about, oh, the Cleveland Browns are horrible at drafting guys and stuff like that, it's really a matter of how do you re-sign the guys you want at things that at places that take good spots for your accounting, right? That makes sure that you don't get screwed when it comes salary cap wise.
So who's the biggest winner then? That's what you teased, right? Who do you think was the biggest winner yesterday when that deal got done?
Long term, it's both Mahomes and Kansas City. Short term, though, the biggest winner, the NFL, the National Football League, because my God, you know what? I haven't had to see one tweet about the Washington Redskins and renaming their name and the controversy that comes with that. I haven't had to have one take here about what they're going to do with, you know, singing the Black National Anthem before Week 1 games, right? So there is no controversy. I mean, there is a moment that gels everyone together, because everyone can look at this and say, I really like Patrick Mahomes. Really glad that he got his deal done. Like, in a way, it's almost, you know, when the Patriots signed Cam and like 20 minutes later it announced that they got busted for cheating once again. It was like, oh, we wanted to talk Cam. That was more important. Like, I guarantee you, the NFL offices today, they're thanking Kansas City for putting together this deal right here, right now. Like, they might have kicked in like an extra $40 million. Just be like, hey, here's the deal. here's like, we're going to get a couple extra
this.
Dollars
we need
here.
This we, right now.
We need this.
I think the one person, though, that would argue with you on the NFL winning the day to get out from under some controversy is a woman who works at the Plaza Liquor Store in Kansas City, Katie Camlin. Katie Camlin might have been the biggest winner because she's kind of scooped Schefter before Schefter put out the tweet that they had gotten to this deal.
This is great. This story about Katie Camlin, a liquor store employee there in Kansas City, took to Twitter at 12:21 p.m. We were on air, okay? We were on air. Breaking news was happening. She said, quote, "A front office employee for the Chiefs came in and bought six bottles of Dom Perignon. Said there's a big signing today. He said it was not Chris Jones, so my guess is the Mahomes deal." Now, she later deleted that tweet, probably out of nervousness for just kind of outing what happened with the Kansas City stuff. And then, of course, Adam Schefter ends up tweeting later, the big deal. So the credit is, who was the bigger winner there? Was it Camlin for the liquor store employee there at Plaza Liquors? I got to imagine. That's a pretty good day.
I wish she hadn't deleted it. Like, that's not on her. That's on the Kansas City Chiefs front office member who actually divulged some information. Like, she should have kept that tweet. Roy, weigh in. What's up?
I'll tell you who's the big winner here. The liquor store. Because now they have business.
Oh, good point.
That is true. And she did actually send a tweet out, Roy, that said, hey, listen, I'm putting my phone away for a while. Come to Plaza Liquor, buy beer for me, wear a mask, be kind, go Chiefs. True story. We tried to book Katie here on the Levitard show today. She's too big for the show.
She has grown too big for the show. Well, let's preface it. She's too big for the Dan Levitard with Stu Gotts. Villains, Katie George
That's
and Peter Burns. Like, if it was actually Dan Levitard and Sue Gotts, they probably would have got her. So
That would have been hilarious had she actually talked to the guest booker and it'd be like, is Dan in? They're like, no. Is
like,
Burns
no,
and
me.
George in? Yes. Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm gonna have a hard pass on that. Because
I wish she kept the tweet. That's not on her. Like, information was divulged to her. It was on the record.
Do you think she's not going to get a... She might get a raise? I don't think she gets a raise from there. They're obviously going to get more business from Plaza Liquors, but then she also was putting everybody's business out there. But is it her fault? It's the Kansas City Chiefs employees for saying, hey, we're signing a big deal, right?
Like, if it was bad news, I could understand the Chiefs being like, yo, we know who exactly went and who we sent to buy it, you know, so now they're in trouble. But the fact that it was great news, like, the news was going to come out, and obviously Schefter got there, but I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. Katie Camlin's going to have a hell of a story to tell for days to come.
100% in on that, Katie George. Using my wife's deodorant, no problem with that. No problem whatsoever. Although she does get upset because then sometimes occasionally I'll get the hair in it. So now when I actually use it, I have to make sure that I remove the strands of armpit hair from that.
I need to know what these wipes are. I could use some of these wipes. I've even inquired to a plastic surgeon. You can get Botox injections into your armpits to keep them from sweating. Did you know that? It's obviously expensive. But then my question to that is, I feel like that's unnatural to put Botox into your armpits to keep you from sweating. And then where does that sweat then go? I mean, like, it's going to come out of your body. So am I going to sweat more somewhere else? Like, that's gross. It's a whole thing. So just know that I was all in on that conversation. I need to find out what kind of wipes they're using.
A natural transition to remind you that guests on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
An all-natural.
From a woman who doesn't want to get Botox because she doesn't know where the sweat goes. Katie George, time for a SportsCenter update.
Well, LAFC forward Carlos Vela will not participate in the MLS's back tournament due to his wife's pregnancy. We just got word that the entire FC Dallas team will not participate in the tournament due to the high number of positive tests, 10 for the coronavirus. Major League Baseball's coronavirus pandemic shortened 2020 schedule has now been released. Opening night on ESPN will include the World Series champion Nationals, who will host the Yankees on July 23rd, followed by the Giants and the Dodgers. Download the Overheard podcast for curiously delightful conversation overheard around National Geographic's headquarters, presented by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
She is Katie George. I am Peter Burns. Joining us right now, that's Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, a man who saw a $500 million deal get done with the Kansas City Chiefs. Adam Teicher, our NFL Nation Kansas City reporter. Adam, the most important question here as we start in this conversation, as the start of the segment went, have you ever used a female deodorant, and are you pro or anti that?
If I had to pick the hair out of it after I used it, I would not use it. So that would be a deal breaker for me. But no, I have not done that. But you never know. There's a first time for everything, right?
Listen, there's a first time somebody signs a $500 million deal in the NFL, and it seems that it happened yesterday in KC. I mean, how were you shocked? What was the reaction when you saw this cross your timeline?
10 years, long time. I mean, you knew they were working on it. You knew they wanted to get it done before camp started. So, you know, that part of it wasn't necessarily a surprise. But 10 years, a long time. He's given up a big chunk of his future here to stay with the Chiefs and play long term. So I just felt like anything the Chiefs could have given him, they were going to get their money's worth, right? I mean, anything they could reasonably given him in a contract, he was going to deliver for them. So you could argue that he was the biggest value relative to what he was paid over the last 2 years in NFL history. You know, 1 year an NFL MVP, the next the franchise's first Super Bowl championship in 50 years. So, you know, it was time for them to make him whole here in that regard, and they did, but still a good deal for the Chiefs. I think we'll be looking back on this in 12 years and saying, hey, the Chiefs got their money's worth out of this deal. I think there's a real good chance on that.
Adam, how impressive is it when you look at this deal, and as massive as it is, that the Chiefs only added $30,000 to their salary cap?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the next 2 years, even, well, 3 years, really, his salary caps numbers aren't going to put him even in the top. I think the third year, he's, as of now, seventh in the league in quarterback salary cap number. But next year, he's like 30th, or this year, he's 30th. Next year, I think he's 13th, 15th, somewhere in that range. And that's not counting if guys like Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, and Dak Prescott get long-term deals done. So you know, he's going to he won't be in the top 10 until 2022, I believe. And then he's, I think, seventh as of now. And then the numbers start climbing. So the Chiefs still have a little bit of room to work with the next few years. So this contract really won't become a huge burden for them until 2023.
We were laughing on the show earlier, playing back a clip from Stu Gotts a few years ago when they decide that they're all in on Patrick Mahomes and they're getting rid of Alex Smith. And people thought
Wait, wait a minute. Before Adam has to hear this, right? Like, I feel like we got to bring out Stu Gotts' greatest hits. I'm Adam Teicher. I need you to properly grade this take by Stu Gotts here. And this is what he had to say whenever the switch was made from Smith to Mahomes.
So that obviously didn't age well, Adam. I'm curious for you, when you saw Patrick Mahomes in workouts and practices, when was it that you saw the glimmer of, wow, this kid could be special and he could be the franchise quarterback for this team?
Well, I mean, you saw it in that first training camp. You saw the uncommon ability. I mean, you could see it then. I mean, it was not, you know, he was making throws and making plays like in large numbers, like few veteran quarterbacks had made that I've seen for the Chiefs over the years. And so you knew that it was there, and the Chiefs, you know, obviously saw that as well. And, you know, there was a game that, you know, he was the backup to Alex Smith that rookie year of his, but the last game of the season, the Chiefs had clinched their playoff seed. So the Chiefs rested Smith and some of their other players, and Mahomes played. And you know what? He played really well. The Chiefs played Broncos in Denver, and you know, cold day in December in Denver. And but he played really well, and you kind of knew right then he sort of looked like a player who was ready to take over. Now, to do what he's done in his first two seasons in the NFL as an NFL starter, no, I don't think anybody, even Andy Reid in his wildest dreams, would have predicted that. But you could tell there was no indecision or are we doing the right thing kind of deal from the Chiefs when they replaced Alex Smith with Pat Mahomes. They knew they were raising their ceiling dramatically. You know, they're sort of in the feeling in the organization they'd gone as far as they could in the playoffs with Alex Smith, and they were going to have to take a step at, or two at quarterback if they were going to really go deep into the playoffs. So but there was no holding their breath and wondering. I mean, there were a lot. Most of the people at Arrowhead Stadium felt pretty good about the move and that it was going to work out just fine.
Last question here from Adam Teicher, our NFL Kansas City, NFL Nation Kansas City reporter, talking about this Patrick Mahomes deal. When you look at this, Chris Jones, defensive tackle, he ends up getting signed because of the way that this deal is done. I mean, what collectively, if you're just kind of casually following, did the Chiefs actually really lose last year? It feels like they're bringing everybody back.
Yeah, they certainly could. And, you know, Jones is their unsigned franchise player, but this deal, there's still some wiggle room if the Chiefs want to sign Chris Jones to a long-term deal. They'll be able to do that. So, you know, we'll see if they do. Now, the sides have been far apart, so it's going to take something to change for them to get a deal done. One side's going to have to make a pretty good move off a previous position, or they're going to have to come a long ways and meet in the middle, because they've been talking about a deal with Chris Jones for a long time now, and they haven't been close. So we'll see if this does change anything now, having some cost certainty with Mahomes and the fact that this contract really isn't a huge prohibitive thing until really 2023. So the Chiefs do have some room to get something done if they want to make that move.
I actually have one more question, Adam, and it's a bit off subject, but it's of great importance. When you go to the grocery store and you take your groceries from the checkout counter to your car, what do you do afterwards with your shopping cart?
Put it in the little cart corral or whatever you call those things. Isn't that what everybody does?
You would think, Adam. You would think.
People that aren't serial killers do that. Chris Cody, do you want to jump in here and just talk about how despicable of a human being you are in front of America in the 300 cities we're in right now?
Listen, Adam, I understand that you're on national radio right now and you want to say the thing that everyone wants to hear. All I know is I see a lot of shopping carts in the parking lot, and it's okay. I'm with you. You can admit it that you also, like me, leave it near your car in the parking lot, keeping the jobs of all the people whose job it is to get the cart.
He's not going to join
me,
you.
Show me the video that I did that or it didn't happen, okay?
Love it.
Love it.
See? There it is. He wants receipts. That's why he's one of the best people in the business. Adam Teicher joining us. Adam, congrats. Another decade of unbelievable quarterback play there in KC. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Adam.
It's going to be interesting for sure. Thanks.
Can't wait to see it. Adam Teicher joining us here. Again, you keep trying to die on this hill, and I just don't understand. Bob, real quick, Billy, can you give me a poll update on where we're at on, is it cool to ever just leave your shopping cart in the middle of a parking lot after shopping?
It hasn't been getting any better for Chris Cody. It is now 92.5% saying no and 7.5% saying yes.
I just want that clip of saying it just is not getting any better for Chris Cody. That needs to be a drop here on the show, as Roy is shaking his head as well, too. Good news, Katie George. Common Sense 512 on Twitter says that we are at 68% approval for Katie George filling in this week. That's pretty solid. I am up to 32%. He said, quote, it was a rough start for Peter, but getting better as it goes. So we're getting closer and closer to cracking 35%. I don't think I'll get there, but good to know that you will be there. You can follow her on Twitter at Katie_George05. Myself at Peter Burns ESPN. And I have found it the best job in all of sports, because yesterday, SilverScreenEnroll.com had this post saying that there was Rob Lowe on his podcast evidently said he was going to be interviewing Magic Johnson. He interviews Magic Johnson as they started talking about his Twitter, and they said, and Rob Lowe asked him about, like, why are people obsessed with your tweets? You write them, correct? And Magic Johnson says, quote, I don't know. No, I have somebody write them out. I tell them what I want to say and they write them. That's a pretty good gig. I got to be honest with you, just writing tweets for Magic Johnson, which, Roy, you have some of Magic Johnson's greatest tweets here. What do we have? What are some of the gems that Magic or his ghostwriter has pinned?
Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes on his record-breaking $450 million deal, which could go up to $503 million with incentives. Congratulations to J.R. Smith to becoming the Lakers player. Congratulations to the legend himself, Lionel Messi, for scoring 700 career goals. Congratulations to my good friend, the best coach in college basketball, MSU's Tom Izzo, for being named Big Ten Basketball Coach of the Decade, a well-deserved honor. Congratulations to high school Stan. Okay. It's all congratulatory.
That's a lot.
He's a happy guy. He's Magic Johnson. I did like, Chris, you had one as well, too. Is he Magic Johnson, the movie critic? Is that on his Twitter account as well?
Yeah. NBA Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins was a guest star on the latest episode of one of my favorite shows, Billions.
That was the
tweet. And then he said, just finished watching two of my favorite movies of all time, The Negotiator and Absence of Malice. I've seen them both multiple times because they have great storylines, multiple A-list actors, and are extremely well-written. They're just random thoughts.
I tell you, maybe we need more of Magic Johnson and Magic Johnson's writer on Twitter. Like, would Twitter be a better place, Katie George, if we just went full Showtime with Twitter accounts at this point?
No, it would not be a better place, first off.
Not all positive?
So let me get this straight. He's got an assistant or like a Twitter assistant specifically. And like, does the Twitter assistant come up with it and then send him like, you know, Lionel Messi, he scores a 700th goal. He sends the text to Magic and is like, hey, will you approve this? And then like Magic like gives it the thumbs up and then he knows it's tweetable. Or is Magic like texting him and be like, hey, why don't you tweet this for me verbatim, word for word? And it's like, well, why didn't you just tweet it yourself? So, like, I think it's the first way.
It has to be the other way, right? Like, it has to be whoever ghostwrites for, like, you know, there's always these rumors that Drake has a ghostwriter. Like, whoever's ghostwriter for Magic Johnson, at some point, he has to be the one who has this thought. Hey, Magic, you should give a shout out to Lionel Messi. And Magic's like, thumbs up. Do we think, collectively here, do we think Magic is a emoji guy, like a thumbs up guy? Or is he a K guy? Yeah, Billy, yes?
K is the worst, right? When my wife responds to me with something K,
I am just like, what did I do?
Anthony?
The good one is Okie Dokie, right? Okie Dokie is good.
I don't think I've ever gotten that.
I don't think that one's effort
in my arsenal. But the K means you're in the doghouse. Whatever, that's like really bad.
Anthony?
Is okay worse than K? Because I feel like okay has a certain sting to it, especially when...
Does it have a period? I think the period matters. Punctuation matters in terms of tone. I'm just saying.
All right, so here's the absolute worst one, okay? There's zero doubt. There is one thing whenever you do these text messages.
Don't
that any time that I see a text message...
We'll see
and
you guys
here's
tomorrow.
The deal. If I see this, all you have to do in a text message is say this one word. And it's